وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَى أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَى شَهِدْنَا أَن تَقُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ.
And recall, O Prophet, when your Lord brought forth descendants from the loins of the sons of Adam and made them witnesses against their own selves, asking them, "Am I not your Lord?" They said, "Yes, we do testify. We did so lest you should claim on the day of resurrection we were unaware of this. Am I not your Lord?" They said, "Yes, we do testify." This event, according to several traditions, took place at the time of the creation of Adam. Apart from the prostration of the angels before Adam and the proclamation that man would be God's vicegerent on earth, all the future progeny of Adam were gathered and were endowed with both existence and consciousness in order to bear witness to God's lordship.
أَوْ تَقُولُوا إِنَّمَا أَشْرَكَ آبَاؤُنَا مِنْ قَبْلُ وَكُنَّا ذُرِّيَّةً مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ أَفَتُهْلِكُنَا بِمَا فَعَلَ الْمُبْطِلُونَ.
Or say, "It was our forefathers before us who associated others with Allah in His divinity. We were merely their offspring who followed them. Would you destroy us for the deeds of the unrighteous?"
وَكَذَلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ.
Thus do we expound the signs that they may turn back to the right path. Thus do we expound the signs that they may turn back to the right path.
Signs here refer to the imprints made by the knowledge of the truth on the human heart, which help in the cognition of the truth.
وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا فَأَتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانُ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ.
And recite to them, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, the story of the man to whom we gave our signs and who turned away from them. Then ultimately Satan caught up with him and he was led astray.
وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَرَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا وَلَكِنَّهُ أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ إِن تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْهِ يَلْهَثْ أَوْ تَتْرُكْهُ يَلْهَثْ ذَلِكَ مَثَلُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا فَقُصُصِ الْقَصَصَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ.
Now, had we so willed, we could indeed have exalted him through those signs, but he clung to earthly life and followed his carnal desires. Thus, his parable is that of the dog who lolls out his tongue, whether you attack him or leave him alone. Such is the parable of those who reject our signs as false. Narrate to them these parables that they may reflect. Thus, his parable is that of the dog who lolls out his tongue, whether you attack him or leave him alone.
According to commentators, this statement is applicable to numerous people belonging to the times of the Prophet, peace be upon him, as well as ancient times, though the identity of the particular person referred to here has not been revealed. However, this applies to any person who bears such character. God likens him to a dog who lolls out his tongue and salivates all the time, testifying to his insatiable greed and avarice. The basis of this metaphor is the same for which a person blinded by worldly greed is called a dog of the world.
سَاءَ مَثَلًا الْقَوْمُ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَأَنفُسَهُمْ كَانُوا يَظْلِمُونَ
Evil is the example of the people who reject our signs as false and perpetrate wrong against their own selves.
مَن يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِي وَمَن يُضْلِلْ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ
He whom Allah guides, he alone is rightly guided. And he whom Allah lets go astray, it is they who are the losers.
وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا أُولَئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ
And certainly, we have created for hell many of the jinn and mankind. They have hearts with which they fail to understand, and they have eyes with which they fail to see, and they have ears with which they fail to hear. They are like cattle, indeed, even more astray. Such are utterly heedless. Even though God has bestowed upon people the faculties of observation, hearing, and reasoning, some people do not use them properly. Thus, because of their own failing, they end up in hell.
وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ سَيُجْزَوْنَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ
Allah has the most excellent names. So call on Him by His names and shun those who distort them. They shall soon be requited for their deeds. The most excellent names used of God express His greatness and paramountcy, holiness, purity, and the absoluteness of His attributes. The commitment of Ilhad in naming God mentioned in the verse consists of choosing names which are below His majestic dignity and inconsistent with the reverence due to Him, names which ascribe evil or defect to God or reflect false notions about Him.
وَمِمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا أُمَّةٌ يَهْدُونَ بِالْحَقِّ وَبِهِ يَعْدِلُونَ
And of those whom we have created, there is a party who guide people through the truth and act justly according to it.